Blackstone Audio presents The Secret Door to Success by Florence Scovel Shin, read by Carrie Valentine.
The Secret Door to Success. A successful man is always asked, "What is the secret of your success?" People never ask a man who is a failure, "What is the secret of your failure?" It is quite easy to see, and therefore they are not interested. People all want to know how to open the secret door of success. For each man, there is success, but it seems to be behind a door or a wall. In the Bible reading, we have heard the wonderful story of the falling of the walls of Jericho. Of course, all biblical stories have a metaphysical interpretation. We will talk now about your wall of Jericho, the wall separating you from success. Nearly everyone has built a wall around his own Jericho. This city you are not able to enter contains great treasures, your divinely designed success, your heart's desire. What kind of wall have you built around your Jericho? Often it is a wall of resentment, resenting someone or resenting a situation. Shuts off your good. If you are a failure and resent the success of someone else, you are keeping away your own success. I've given the following statement to neutralize envy and resentment. What God has done for others, He now does for me and more. A woman was filled with envy because a friend had received a gift. She made this statement, and an exact duplicate of the gift was given her, plus another present. It was when the children of Israel shouted that the walls of Jericho fell down. When you make an affirmation of truth, your wall of Jericho totters. I gave the following statement to a woman: "The walls of lack and delay now crumble away, and I enter my promised land under grace." She had a vivid picture of stepping over a fallen wall and received the demonstration of her good almost immediately. It is the word of realization which brings about a change in your affairs, for words and thoughts are a form of radioactivity. Taking an interest in your work, enjoying what you are doing, opens the secret door to success. A number of years ago, I went to California to speak at different centers by the way of the Panama Canal, and on the boat, I met a man named Jim Tully. For years, he had been a tramp. He called himself the King of the Hobos. He was ambitious.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?